It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
YouTube can almost go get a drink legally. YouTube Whoa. Is now 20 years old.
Oh,
I hate that.
I know.
Holy cow.
Yeah, isn't that crazy to think about? Oh. You guys know the first video ever uploaded?
I was just going to ask you what it
yes,
was.
Yes, I know.
Do you remember?
Yeah, it's the zoo elephant. The elephant
it's
at the zoo.
An elephant at the zoo. Yeah.
Really?
Yep. First ever.
What elephant? Oh.
Just an no, just a
Carmen
guy like a-
in the San Diego Zoo, actually. It's a 19-second clip.
Yep. Oh.
According to my research.
The elephant at the zoo. It was a crappy little grainy video.
Yeah. YouTube is now a major competitor to TV. It's worth about, let's say, $500 billion. I'll round up. A trillion now. 2.7 billion monthly active users. 2.6 million videos uploaded daily, if you want to think about that. 2.6 million
That's
new
insane.
Videos every day, which equates to about 519,000 hours of videos uploaded every single day.
So much content,
right?
A lot.
You can't keep up.
I can't
up.
Comprehend no. that.
You like... can't keep up with all the good stuff on YouTube.
No, and I remember when it first came out and Zoe's big thing was watching makeup tutorials. Like, she loved watching people put on makeup, and I was like, what? That's never going to take off. What are you doing? That's silly. And now it's all
now
anyone
it.
Does. I know. what is mom doing?
I gotta admit, I love YouTube. I love it. You can learn how to do anything.
Yeah.
At my last house, I learned how to finish my basement, and
that's
I just finished my basement.
Yeah, you could be a doctor from YouTube.
You
I'm
really
just kidding.
Could.
Don't do that.
Hey,
don't
there's been a few. Before I went in and got my vasectomy, I searched it up.
Did you?
Yes.
Could I just do this?
And I will say, there's a procedure. You're loud and clear right in front of you. You can watch how it all goes down if you want to.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
What am I doing?
You probably still want to go to the doctor for that one, though.
Yeah, you don't want to do an at-home thing with that.
There's no.
You pick up the at-home kit at Walgreens.
Solderize, babe. Cauterize, not solderize. Cauterize. You don't want to solder it.
Bob Vila at-home vasectomy.
So anyway, this is all because we can now stream the entire show. This is fresh. This is new for us just in the past couple weeks. We're on YouTube, so Mix 100 Denver on YouTube, and you can watch us yawn all morning.
Hey. Oh my God.
People are counting yawns, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
Listen, we get up early, for God's sake.
Make a game of it, though.
Just a few minutes ago, Josh was like, whoa, Jared, they just caught you with a big yawn.
I was watching.
I was like, shut up, dude. I've been up since 2 a.m.
Oh, no.
Thanks to the woman who I am currently sleeping with.
Oh.
What up, Nick Nick?
Snoring her brains out last night.
I thought she had a snore guard.
Yeah.
The snore guard is not working.
Oh, you've got to up your game. You got to do something about that. Sawing logs over there.
Oh,
my God. That I couldn't sleep either. Like, I don't miss that. I don't miss having to share a bed with someone and deal with all their sleep stuff. Like,
can I say something with how often that everybody talks about how beautiful and wonderful and everything marriage is? Once people get married, all I hear is complaints. You're not selling it very well to me.
They're going on a date night.
We're going on a date night.
They're doing fun
on Friday
stuff.
And you're going to be
tomorrow
grumpy
night.
At each other because you didn't sleep
it's
well.
It's just the sleeping part that's
today
hard right
now. I might
right
be
now.
A little grumpy when I see her. But and I'm kind of a light sleeper. So when
I'm a very light sleeper.
When something like that, when there's a noise, that's all I focus on then too, and I can't get back to sleep. Especially when it's right next to you in your ear.
And how do you get them to stop, too? Because there's a few routes you can take. You can try and shake them a little. You know,
I've been known to boot her.
You can, like, grab a pillow and just hit them over the head real quick. I don't
you
know
just
what
hold it over their
hold
head.
Hold it over their head.
No. You
it'll
just
stop
hit
the snoring.
Just hit
no,
them.
I do the leg. I'm like.
Yes. And then you pretend you're sleeping. Like, I don't know what, like, that was.
Then
yeah.
you just lay there.
Exactly. But I don't miss that. I do not miss.
Like, she's the best wife, the best mom.
Of course she is.
But man, that's like the one thing that it's like.
Hey, if that's the one thing though, that's a pretty good wife.
Yeah,
but it's
a pretty
big
wife.
One thing. Like, if it's ruining your sleep,
but sleep is important.
If her nose guard isn't working or snore guard, then what you need to do is get some earplugs, and just do that.
No, because I don't
want to
do
yourself.
That because I have to hear if there's something going on in the house. You
or
know?
Your alarm, you'll sleep right through that.
Oh, yeah, and I got one kid that sleepwalks sometimes, so.
He's in the front yard again. Nicole, help him.
I guess you should be alert.
It hurts my throat to do it.
I know.
It hurts my life, Josh.
Oh, I'm sure it
it's
does.
Very hurtful. So
anyway,
hurtful.
Love you, honey. Good morning. Hope you slept good. Because I know you
slept
good.
I know
good.
I didn't.
I know you slept good. All right, let's do some PMI, you guys. We sift through all the stories that come in overnight, and we find a positive story, a minus story, and something interesting, and we deliver it to you on a golden platter. Who got to pee?
I got the pee again
Jack
today.
Got to pee.
This one is really cool because it has to do with sports, and I know you will love this,
sports
Jeremy.
Ball.
Big sports guy. Topps, the major card company that does all the sports cards.
Yeah.
Is releasing football packs from the 2024 NFL season. The boxes are expected to arrive at Mike's Stadium Sports Cards in Aurora on Wednesday with the coveted one-of-one Bo Nix card. This is his rookie season card.
Oh, that's kind of neat.
It's and signed, right?
It is the signed one-of-one superfractor rookie card.
Oh, I thought
so. Superfractor means.
Is it reflective?
It is reflective.
That
it's the silver
yes.
reflective one.
There it is.
And, okay, there we go. That makes sense.
Refractor.
One lucky collector will become the lone person to possess this card, and Mike's Stadium Sports Card wants to find the way into their collection, and whoever pulls this card around the nation, they are willing to pay up to $50,000 for that card.
Woo!
Think about this. So
that's
there's
neat.
Paul Skeens is probably the best pitcher. He was the best rookie pitcher in the MLB last year. He had a one-of-one card get found, and the Pittsburgh Pirates, the team that he plays for, offered 30 years of season tickets right behind home plate for that card. They offered a meet and greet with Paul Skeens' girlfriend, Livy Dunn. They're essentially auctioning off
I want
Livy
to meet
Dunn.
Her.
That's fine. Yeah.
And then they're also signed jerseys, free food for 30 years there. Like all these different things. Like that adds up to millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And the kid, a 12-year-old kid, found the card and said, no, I'm good. I think I'm good. Because he could probably get more for selling it at auction.
It.
Yeah. Yes.
So this, do you think this would be a good investment then if somebody plunked down 50K for this and held on to it?
Absolutely.
Well, no, the Topps cards will be like $5.
Yeah, it's you just buy the card.
You just buy the card.
It's somewhere in there.
It's in the packs.
Oh, I thought they had it already.
Whoever finds this, Jeremy, I could go down and find it tomorrow for $11.
Where's this at?
Well, it's going to be at the Mike Stadium Sports Cards in Aurora. That's where the packages
are going.
I don't
want to go to Aurora.
But that being said, $50,000, I'm like, I don't think that's enough. And I don't want to, you know, sound off on Mike Stadium.
Funny if I got it. No,
yeah,
like,
that
I
would
be, that would be just
the
my
guy
luck.
Who's like the least sports oriented.
Like, yeah, I bought it down at the Safeway the other day.
He's got some sports ball cards.
Yeah, right?
It's a game of inches, guys.
But I mean, I think you should hold on to these cards because
I would hold on to that.
Auction, they'll go for like. They'll go for so much more, and I know $50,000 is a lot, and that could get people out of a couple of jams if they need it quick. But
what if he has like an incredible career and everything? Too?
I know
he could be the John Elway.
I know
for the Broncos.
And if you have the one of
those
one rookie card,
too.
Oh my gosh,
that'll go for millions. So
that's
I don't know
pretty
if you
neat,
want
buddy.
It.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. But if you want $50,000 right off the bat, start buying some Topps cards.
There's gonna be a line though. There's gonna be a line out the door to get those cards.
Probably, absolutely.
There's gonna be people sleeping outside that store, I imagine,
probably,
waiting to get in.
Yeah.
Growing up, I was a comic book card guy, so I would go into these stores and buy up all the comic book cards, and then I'd buy boxes of them and pretty much open them up and get the entire collection. I've got comic book cards that are in mint condition.
Do you still have them? I was going to say, do you still have them?
Don't want to brag, nerds. But
you should probably see what those are worth.
Did you put them in the little sleeve?
They're in the sleeves. They have not been removed since the 90s.
Wow.
They are in mint condition.
Yeah, but comic books.
I'm going to look.
No, I'm saying.
Did I just stroke out? I'm going to look a few of them up on eBay.
I'm saying comic
books
go for a lot. Like the comic books. So the cards probably
go for a lot.
I'll show
you a few of them I have.
Yeah.
You know which stuff I held on to was the Garbage Pail Kids. I love
was not allowed to have those growing up.
What?
Add it to the list, Katie.
I think
are
those
you
things
serious?
Got added to the list.
Oh,
what
that
are garbage
hurts
pail kids?
My
look
heart.
It up.
Yeah,
they were
like
spinoffs of
Cabbage Patch Kids, but much raunchier. Whoa. Yes,
like Ben Booger. So, and
yeah, like and they had collectible cards, and some of them smelled funny.
They were all
like,
very filthy.
They were very filthy.
Why would you want these?
Because they were awesome.
I want them now.
Oh, Josh's face. Oh, what we
swollen had. Swollen Sue Ellen. She looks like two butt cheeks.
Yeah, she
that's
was
why
great.
I wasn't allowed to have them.
Yeah, I know. Oh, that
oh, some of these are going though. $1,700.
Okay. See?
My mom made me throw mine away.
That's so sad. Like, that's so funny to me. That and The Simpsons. You were really sheltered.
I couldn't
watch
The Simpsons. I couldn't watch Pulp Fiction. I couldn't watch Married with Children.
Oh, maybe,
I couldn't have a girlfriend.
Maybe my parents were just too busy to take care of their kids or something because I got to do pretty much whatever I wanted. Like,
where are you in the lineup again?
I'm the second oldest.
Oh, because, well, the younger ones, they kind of give up on the older ones and are like, eh,
yeah, right?
We tried.
We
tried
with them.
We have
new children, so you figure your stuff
out. We have new children. These ones are newer.
Got the minus over there, Gigglebox.
Yeah. Well, and people are and horses are falling into lakes, and it looks to be like a problem.
Oh, wait a minute.
Why did you have to say this, baby?
This isn't the pond in Georgetown or up in Evergreen or up in Vail. Those are mountain lakes. Those will freeze, and you can go on those and play ice hockey.
Hold on.
Okay.
You have stories about people and horses falling into lakes.
Yeah.
And dogs, too?
Dogs as well. Yeah. So, first of all, Loveland. Okay.
Backstory, all week and into last week, I've been saying do not go out on lakes that are frozen, ever.
Yeah.
Ever, because you'll fall through.
Yep.
You won't.
And die.
You won't.
And end up as a bloated carcass.
Hey, and guess who didn't get swept under the lake? Because it doesn't happen. Lakes don't have those.
Tell us your stories.
Yeah. But that's the thing is none of these people, horses, or dogs died. I just want to put
almost
that out
died,
there.
Though, probably.
No. Okay. So in Loveland, a beloved horse named Bella, she fell into a pond out there on the ranch that she was staying at. And the people walking by, here's how they found out. They saw another horse, and that horse was like, oh my God, there's another horse. Yeah. So they saw a horse freaking out, and they went and tried to see what was happening, and then they saw Bella in the pond. So they called 911. The Loveland firefighters came out and saved her. So Bella's fine, everything's okay. But then it could have been worse. Fast forward to a woman in Windsor. So her dog was chasing geese out onto a lake. That dog fell in. So that woman ran after her dog, and then she fell in. And then the other dog that she was with ran after
her. They all
could
have died.
These are not very smart
dogs.
That
dog also fell in. To that lake. Now, so much cold, right? But thank goodness for Judd and Joe, who came to her rescue, and they were actually awarded a Citizen Life-Saving Award by the Windsor Fire Rescue last night.
They're heroes.
All of this having a very happy ending.
But the bottom line?
Bottom line is don't go out on frozen ponds down here on the Front Range. Now, again, Georgetown out on that lake that is frozen and made
you don't know
for
where there's a hairline
pond
crack.
Hockey.
It doesn't matter.
Made for pond hockey.
You know they
That's
drill
okay.
in the ice and make sure
exactly.
it's like 8 or
Wait
9
a week
inches
and they
thick.
Ice right away.
There's
Jeez.
So many things that they can do to make sure it's safe
Wait
out there
a week
in the mountains. But
hey, let's go
again,
drill holes in the ice.
They're just
put cars
saying,
on it.
For one, if you're walking your dog and your dog chases geese out onto ice and falls in immediately, call 911. Do not try and go out and save your dog because you will probably find yourself in trouble after that. So they just really want to get the message out on that. If your
I've been
animal...
getting the message out all week.
Okay. If your animal falls into the lake, though, frozen lake, just don't go in after it because they're going to the fire rescue can help that animal so much more than you, the animal, and another animal. So just please be careful.
Luckily, it wasn't a kid or something.
Please be careful out there. Yeah, that could have been much worse. But again, everyone in that story is safe. The horse, the dogs, and the lake.
But they all could have been bloated carcasses.
They could have been. They're not.
Don't go out on lakes that are frozen.
Okay.
I have the interesting.
What is it?
The story says, is it getting harder to find stuff on Google? And are they doing it on purpose? I've kind of noticed this. This is coming out from Wallet Hub, and they're claiming that Google is intentionally making their own product worse because they realized it's more profitable.
Oh.
So if you find what you're looking for in 2 or 3 seconds, you're not spending much time looking at ads.
Why does everything have to be profitable?
Ads,
everything.
Buddy. So what they're doing is giving you, like,
just be helpful.
Horrible search results so you can see more ads come up, essentially. And they've been analyzing this and doing various tests on it, and they say it might be true. Then it says it all hinges on the idea that Google has very little competition out there, because I don't think Ask Jeeves is around anymore.
I was just going to say, do we need to go back to Ask Jeeves?
I'm a big Bing guy over here.
Do we need a different search engine? Maybe.
I think Google is pretty confident that nobody's going to use Bing. So they're just throttling back their search results so you can get more ads. And be directed to more things you can buy. That's kind of shady if that's truly the case.
And I think,
of course, this is all allegedly.
This should drive somebody to want to make a better product, make something that is actually transparent
Good
and
luck
gives
beating
us
Google.
What it promises. Well, I mean, you got to start somewhere. Google didn't start as Google, remember? It didn't start that way. It had to build up to build our trust. And now it's breaking our trust. so we need to find something else. What?
Thank you for the business lesson, like Katie. That's good. I'll tell you what I'm sick of is Facebook. Facebook now is nothing but ads.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We're posting stuff for the show and stuff, and I'll go back and try to find it and look at things. Ad.
Can't even find it.
Yeah. Or it's just a bunch of crap that I don't care about at all.
Yeah.
So anyway, there you go, guys. There's your PMI. Did you enjoy that?
I had fun.
I did.
Yeah, it's fine.
It was like falling through the ice.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.